We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital. And, of course, the South Point Studio Streaming Network at YouTube. We welcome you to the show, and we hope that you got by yesterday without a little bit of race day, but we're back on tune today as far as back on schedule as well. And we took yesterday off because they were remodeling our set here at the studios here. And we're going to give you a wide shot so you can see the new set here. You can see it looks like a blackjack table across here. And, of course, you can see, of course, the race book right behind us here. So this the new studio configuration here at the South Point Studios. And really feels comfortable and nice. I like it. Okay. We welcome you to the show as we start off an abbreviated week of covering the great sport of Kings Las Vegas style. And I want to remind everybody out there, it's Super Bowl week, which means it's the interest is starting to pent up, and we are getting people showing up every day. The parking lot has all these different plates from different states. People are already checking in and getting ready for the Super Bowl and all of that. And we want to remind everybody out there that during Super Bowl week, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to crossing over, especially here at the South Point where they're going to come in and they're going to go to the sports book, et cetera. And they're going to be wandering over to the race book. So it's a good time for race players to recruit some sports players as well. So keep that in mind. When you see a sports player out there that may take a notion or two to bet on a horse, help them out. We will make them horse players on Super Bowl weekend as well. We'll get the latest on the Super Bowl, of course, from Rich Eng, who'll be with us today. Richie tweeted out a nice winner yesterday. Remember, we were telling you on Sunday that the two handicappers that handicapped for us on Wednesdays, Jonathan Ardoon and Rich Eng, just tweeted me. They sent me their picks for Wednesday, and we tweeted it out. There were three selections there, and Richie's selection won, paid $6.04 for the $2 win bet. So if you incrementally bet each one of the picks with the same denomination, then if you bet $2 to win on all of them, you made 4 cents. So you didn't lose any money yesterday with our handicappers. Anyhow, Richie will be along to give us insight on the Super Bowl as we march towards that Super Bowl on Sunday. And, of course, Jonathan Hardoon's with us today. John Lindo will be along with us. John Lindo has a Lindo report for Gulfstream Park. And, of course, Jerry J will be with us racing at Aqueduct today. And we got Dwayne Colucci, who usually joins us on Wednesdays now from the Rampart. He's going to join us today to tell everybody what's going to go on at the Rampart this weekend as far as the Super Bowl, et cetera, and take a look at some races. We got two races this weekend coming up on Saturday that will have Kentucky Derby and Kentucky Oaks leaderboard points to them. And they're both at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay will have four stakes races on Saturday. Two of them will be the points races. 20 Kentucky Derby points are up for grabs in the Sam Davis Stakes, and 20 Kentucky Oaks points are up for grabs in the Suncoast Stakes on Saturday at Tampa Bay. And so we'll be taking a look at that. The weather is going to be an issue as far as the rest of the country is concerned, because we got some terrible-looking fronts that are going through from the Midwest, making its way to the East Coast and up, especially towards the Northeast right now. And so we're going to have some bad weather in some of the racetracks on the East Coast. Right now, you've got I can tell you there's going to be snow and all that coming up in New York, upstate New York, and places like Vermont, et cetera, as it makes its way to the Northeast. And in the Mideastern states, there are going to be a lot of rain. And, of course, then we have a lot of ice that's concerned from the Midwest, et cetera. There's a lot of ice conditions there. And on the West Coast, there is a small front that's starting to come through in the northern and central California. We'll wait and see how that affects and how close it gets to Southern California and how it affects the racing in Southern California. But for the most part, there is going to be weather conditions that will play to some racetracks that may or may not cancel. As far as today is concerned, however, on the racing menu today, there are no cancellations so far today, but expect maybe a few throughout the week and the weekend as that bad weather makes its way through. As far as today is concerned here in Las Vegas, it's 49 degrees right now outside. We're going to get up to 70 degrees. Now, it's been between 70 and 74 degrees the last couple of days. We do have wind. There's going to be wind here today, tomorrow, and Friday. If you're planning on coming up to celebrate the Super Bowl and all that's happening here in Las Vegas this weekend, these will be the temperature ranges. It'll be in the high 40s to low 50s overnight, and in the high 60s to the low 70s throughout the daytimes. So it's going to be nice here. It's always going to be fast, firm, and perfect, though, in the race and sports book here. Now, to give you a little bit of what's going to be going on this week as far as the South Point Complex is concerned, they have those big, big parties. And I'll switch over here right now and tell you all about those parties. The South Point, the big game parties will be, of course, on Sunday. They'll be in the Grand Ballroom, the Exhibit Hall, the Napa Room, and the Showroom as well, in addition to the race and sports book and all the lounges here as well. So the place, everywhere there's going to be a big TV set or a stage, etc., or a big area, will be having the Super Bowl. There'll be free admission to all of the ballrooms upstairs, and as well as, of course, the entire property here. There's no admission to get in. So it's a free admission. You must be 21 to attend any of the events in the ballroom, exhibit hall, Napa, or showroom. There'll be betting windows. There'll be self-betting kiosks available if you want to not only bet maybe the races. You might want to bet, all of the proposition bets and halftime and the game itself at Super Bowl. They're going to get that for you. And they're going to have food and drink specials. All I can tell you is this. The food and drink specials. Last year, when you saw the entire menu of the food, the highest priced food was $6. And that was a big one of those big roast beef sandwiches, etc. The highest priced food was $6 on the menu, right down to $1 for a bucket of popcorn. Now, as far as the drinks are concerned, the highest priced drinks on the menu last year was a six-pack bucket of Budweiser beer. Six Budweiser beers for $20 in the bucket. That was the high. Everything else was below it. To give you some idea of the food, the discount, special food prices and drink prices they're going to have. We want to remind you that there is the single spread betting line here is -105. If you just want to bet the game on the spread at the game here at the South Point, instead of the usual -110 vig, you just lay 1.5. It's a 105, -105 bet on the single betting. But you have to be here, of course, on property. This is not with the apps. It's only here on property from now until the start of the Super Bowl. And there's a packet of prop bets that you can have, prop bets all over the place here as well. So there is going to be a huge, big party atmosphere throughout this entire huge complex. And it's all free, including parking your car in the parking lot. So when you start looking and thinking about all of those other places down on the strip and the exorbitant amount that they're going to be charging for not only drinks and food, but actually for a seat to see the game itself on their properties, remember, just drive down Las Vegas Boulevard to the South Point and this entire complex is yours. Okay? I just want to remind everybody about that. And certainly those of you watching and listening to us that are making plans to come up here, Las Vegas, for the weekend for the Super Bowl. All right, so Saturday, as I say, Tampa Bay is going to have four stakes races, the two Kentucky Oaks and Kentucky Derby leaderboard points races, including two other stakes races. Aqueduct will have a couple. Santa Anita will have a Grade 3, as well as Oaklawn Park will have a Grade 3. Gulfstream and Turfway will also check in with a stake race on Saturday. As far as Sunday is concerned, before the Super Bowl starts, only one track on our menu that will have a stakes race, and that'll be at Santa Anita. Now, we have to worry about the rain that is expected to make its way maybe through Southern California and the racing there. And, of course, at Aqueduct, you know, they're expecting a lot of snow in the New York area, so we'll wait and see how the weather plays as far as those racetracks are concerned. Taking a look at some of the other news. They had the Triple Crown nominations. 373 three-year-old thoroughbreds were nominated to the Triple Crown, the Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont. This year total represents 7.8% increase from last year's 346. A record 69 Japanese-based horses trained by 33 different conditioners were nominated. That shattered last year's record of 47. 60 of the nominees have already won stakes races, including the top 10 point leaders on the Kentucky Derby points leader right now. The nominations will feature some of the top sports top race trainers. That include, of course, trainers like Todd Pletcher, who has 32 horses nominated. You have other leading trainers, Bob Baffert. You know, we're all waiting to get Baffert back to the Derby. Bob Baffert has 21 horses nominated to the Triple Crown, and Brad Cox has 14, Chad Brown has 13, Kenning McPeak has 12. As far as the others, 268 Kentucky-bred nominees, the most of any state. Japan has 54 bred there, The Florida breds are represented by 14, New York breds 11, Maryland 9, Louisiana 4, et cetera, et cetera. Pennsylvania, Ontario, Virginia, California, France, Iowa, Ireland, Ohio, and West Virginia are all represented. Their breeds are, those state breds are, and country breds are represented by a nominee in the Kentucky Derby. So it's going to be quite an experience, that's for sure. I want to remind the fillies that are nominated: Beauty Reigns for Bill Mott, Mistriff, a Japanese horse, Necessity for Norm Cassidy, Promises Jean from Japan, Queen's Chocolate from Japan, and Behaya Lead from Japan as well. So Japanese are not only nominating their colts, they're also nominating the fillies as well. And so that's just about the round of what you're expecting for the Kentucky Derby, the Belmont, Preakness, and the Belmont, of course, 373 Triple Crown nominees. Now, there will be, of course, there will be late noms available a little bit later on. So we'll wait and see about that. Taking a look, I couldn't believe this when I read this this stat, but Santa Anita's completed their first 6 weeks of their meet. And you know, with the delays as far as the weather, some days that were canceled because of the weather and the limited conditions as far as the horses training and some of the fields that were, to be perfectly honest with you, anemic. Believe it or not, the handle is up 7% in the first 6 weeks of Santa Anita this year compared to last year. And the attendance is up as well. So we're going through some of these slim times, but the crowds, the people out there still want to see horse racing, and they still want to bet on horse racing. Conversely, the fairgrounds has lowered, they've cut their purses by 10% there, the fairgrounds, because of their handle, and they cite the bad weather down there at the fairgrounds for the cut in purses. So we will wait and see. And as far as that decoupling, the decoupling legislation that's going through Florida right now, it passed the first step and is now the bill advances to the Florida Congress to vote on the decoupling of the casinos and the racetracks. And in a late amendment, not only is Gulfstream going to be affected by this, but so will Tampa Bay Downs. Now, Tampa Bay Downs is also in that with the decoupling, and we'll wait and see how that goes there in Florida. Finally, two horses that are going to make the Saudi Cup, which is 2 weeks from Saturday, the Saudi Cup in Saudi Arabia, the $20 million Saudi Cup. Two of the top horses from America will not be making it. White Abario will instead be pointed toward the Met Mile in New York, will not make the trip for the Saudi Cup. And Sierra Leone, who was the other one that was going to make the trip to the Saudi Cup, has been put on the shelf for a while. He has an abscess, and they think that'll prevent him from racing right through the next couple of months. So White Abario and Sierra Leone will not make the $20 million Saudi Cup 2 weeks from Saturday. All right, you got all the information you need, I think, and now it's time to go to our first break. And when we come back, we're going to start with our handicappers. So don't go away from the new set here at the South Point Studios. Don't forget to start chatting away on the chat box at YouTube as well. Remember, if you are getting there for the first time, just subscribe. The subscription is free, and then you can start chatting away with all of our chat people out there. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Thursday. I want to remind everybody, too, that on Sunday, Santa Anita is going to have an early post time. They want to get wrapped up by the time they kick off the Super Bowl. So Santa Anita is going to have an early post time. We'll give you the post times of any other changes on Super Bowl Sunday a little bit later on this week. But they are adjusting the post time there for that. And, of course, looking at what happened yesterday, Gulfstream Park, wow, I got to tell you, a lot of favorites there at Gulfstream. Two highest-priced winners of the day at Gulfstream happened in the first two races, paid $11.20 and $10.40, and those were the highest prices of the day. Everything else paid under $10. Ired Ortiz Jr. had three wins. He won the fifth race on a Jose D'Angelo trainee at $3.60, won the eighth race for Rusty Arnold at $6.20, and the ninth and final race there at Gulfstream for Mark Cassie, paying $7.60. So it was a lot of favorites or horses that were certainly well meant yesterday at Gulfstream Park. All right, let's get to the menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook, simulcast centers, and racetracks around the country. Reminding you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. And if you're here in Las Vegas playing the races out at the book today here, well, these will be the first post times that roll out in the book. Here in Las Vegas, right behind me, the Racebook and Sportsbook. If you are listening outside the Pacific time zone and all the other time zones that we have, including all the people listening to us, by the way, I want to welcome all of you, not only watching us on YouTube, but listening to us on our anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM here in Las Vegas. Our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global, iPhone, Android, and your Google phones. You can get your apps at your app store for the for YouTube. You can see and hear us on the YouTube signal. And, of course, at the KSHP signal, you can hear us through the radio station, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. So all of you out there, no matter what time zone you're in, if you're not in the Pacific time zone, adjust to it so you don't miss anything. I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here we go. We begin with Mahoning Valley Racecourse. Mahoning Valley Racecourse, by the way, had the highest payoff yesterday anywhere in the country. Their 20-cent pick six jackpot paid $45,193.64, the biggest payoff of the day. The second biggest one was the 50-cent pick five at Tampa Bay that paid $17,000 plus. So Tampa Bay had three of the five highest payoffs yesterday at Tampa Bay. All right, so Mahoning Valley. First post time for eight races today at Mahoning Valley is set at 9:15 at Mahoning Valley Racecourse. Gulfstream Park, they have nine races today. First post time at Gulfstream is at 9:20. Gulfstream Park's Rainbow Pick 6 jackpot carryover now starting to jump up there. $205,493 in the Pick 6 jackpot carryover at Gulfstream today, and their first post time is set at 9:20 for their nine-race card. Aqueduct, the big A in New York. Well, what do they, you know, they say right now at Aqueduct, light rain, 35 degrees at post time. That's what they got today so far at Aqueduct. Seven races, only seven races today at Aqueduct, and a first post time of 10:10. Then we go to the Fairgrounds, New Orleans. The Fairgrounds has nine races. Their first post time is 10:45 at the Fairgrounds. Next, after the Fairgrounds comes Sunland Park. Sunland Park has nine races. Their first post time is 11:25 at Sunland Park. Sunland Park's first post time there. All thoroughbreds today, by the way, at Sunland. Turf Paradise. Big pick six jackpot carryover. The biggest carryover in the nation. Their pick six jackpot has risen to $465,143. $465,143. In the Pick 6 jackpot carryover at Turf Paradise. Nine races today. The first race is a quarter horse race. The last eight will be thoroughbreds. And their first post time is 11:25 at the Turf Paradise. Penn National. They got a super high five jackpot carryover. $25,099, 9 races. First post time is at 2:45. Delta Downs has 8 races. Their first post time is 2:50. Turfway Park, their pick 6 jackpot carryover at Turfway Park today, $24,138. And their first post time at Turfway Park for 10 races set at 2:55. Charlestown, their pick 6 jackpot carryover, $1,781. First post time for 8 races at Charlestown is at 4 p.m. And that is your racing menu for today. All right, let's go out to Jonathan Ardin, standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Congratulations on the new set. Looks very good.
Yes. I worked hard on it, by the way, yesterday.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah, right. I enjoyed the day off is what I did yesterday, that's for sure. It was, you know, but when you're working on Wednesday through Sunday, I don't know about you, but when you're working Wednesday through Sunday, it was kind of like an eerie feeling on Wednesday morning. I kept looking at the clock in the bedroom saying, you know, yeah, it would be like, I got to get up. I got to get up. And then you wait a half an hour. You go, geez, I couldn't get used to being off on a Wednesday morning.
And it doesn't feel like a Thursday today either.
No, it doesn't. Especially since we have Mr. Colucci coming by. It's usually on Wednesdays, but we're going to have him on today. But what's the deal? Only 7 races today at Aqueduct?
It's horrible, Ralph. It became Santa Anita East. I mean, the cards the last couple of weeks, this was really it. 7 races, and wait till you see the scratches. There's a race scratched down to 3 horses. It's really horrible racing, and the weather is not too good either. It's snow, sleet. It's kind of a mix of precipitation. So I'm sure they're going to try to get through this card quick, and there's no reason for them not to.
Well, you know, we got 2 races this weekend that have Kentucky Derby and Kentucky Oaks leaderboard points to them, 20 each, and they're both at Tampa Bay. And, of course, the Suncoast, that race at a mile and 40 yards, an unusual distance, but a mile and 40 yards for the 3-year-old fillies, has 20 points up for grabs for the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard. And they found 8 fillies to go in that race, and it seems like it's a race that looks like pretty wide open.
Well, it is. You're dealing with lightly raced horses. You have a couple of horses coming out of their maiden wins in their first start and jumping right into a stake race. So, you know, I don't know how good the quality is, but we'll see. I mean, I'm sure there's no monsters out there, that's for sure. The Sam F. Davis, by the way, that race came up pretty good. Also lightly raced horses, but you have some nice horses here. Owen Almighty, who was DQ'd last time out for a ridiculous, that horse had came down, honestly, in my opinion, for no reason at a short price. I think he went off 5 cents to a dollar. Anyway, he's stretching out today, tomorrow, or actually on Saturday, to a mile and a 16th for the first time. But he's got 4 career starts, and he's never done anything wrong. He's going to go longer than he's ever did before. He's going to go around 2 turns, but he's the horse to beat. Brad Cox has a horse in there, John Hancock, 1 start at Tampa, and he ran lights out that day as a short favorite. By the way, Flavian Pratt decides to spend the day at Tampa. If you remember last Saturday, he went to Tampa for Chad Brown, and he won all 4 stakes that Chad Brown had horses in. Just pointing it out, I guess he likes the weather at Tampa.
Well, he knows how to ride that track, that's for sure. When you're on the best horses, he delivers for you, that's for sure. Getting back to the Suncoast real quick for 3-year-old fillies, that race, and none of the major trainers have horses in that race. Like you were saying, you don't know the quality there. But the Sam Davis, as you say, does. I mean, you've got Chad Brown that has a horse in that race. Brad Cox, of course, the horse you're talking about. John Hancock that Flavian Pratt will be riding. Doug O'Neill even sent a horse out there. Dr. Ruben M., Junior Alvarado, will ride that horse. So, you know, you've got the trainers that have these horses nominated for the Kentucky Derby, and some of them are showing up in the Sam Davis on Saturday.
You even have a horse there that's undefeated in Poster. And by the way, Flavian Pratt rode Poster last time out for Owen Hardy, but he opts for the Brad Cox horse, which makes sense because he does a lot more business with Brad Cox than he's going to do with Owen Hardy. So I'm not sure what the reasoning was, but listen, you know, again, that race is pretty good. It really is.
All right, well, let's do this. Let's see if we can find a winner or two out of some anemic cards today around the country. So I would imagine that you have sheets available for Aqueduct and for Gulfstream Park today. So where are we going to start?
Let's go to Aqueduct, seventh and final race today, which is a mile down to a field of eight with the late scratch of the number nine, Dream Alliance. And I landed on the one horse in here, Nile Ruck. This is a four-year-old gelding from the Bruce Brown barn, third start of the year. Last time out, ran a mile at Aqueduct and actually ran pretty well. Shahin Savashi aboard to ride, 9-2 on the morning line. I like number one, Nile Ruck, to win today's seventh and final out at Aqueduct.
All right, it's kind of unusual to say seventh and final, but that's the deal today. Seventh race, number one, the one in the seventh at Aqueduct. And what are we doing at Gulfstream?
Let's go to race number five, a mile on the turf, and I like the number two horse in here, Degree of Risk, a six-year-old gelding from the Nolan Ramsey barn, Tyler Gaffleone aboard to ride. He's listed at 4-1 on the morning line. Pretty tough race, but I think he's going to work out a great trip in here. Number two, Degree of Risk, wins today's fifth race out at Gulfstream Park.
All right, Gulfstream Park, fifth race. That's the anchor race in the early pick four and early pick five today at Gulfstream. The two horse, Degree of Risk. The two in the fifth race is Jonathan's picks. Remember, Jonathan has full sheets for both Gulfstream and at Aqueduct right now at his website. And Jonathan, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right, you got it, my man. All right, we're going to go to our break. And when we come back, standing by is Rich Eng and Mr. Dwayne Carlucci out at the Rampart. Don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grand View Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grand View Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grand View Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to go out to Rich Eng standing by. We have Dwayne Carlucci coming up right after him. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, Richie, you know, we're getting closer to the Super Bowl, and everybody's really starting to talk about these two teams, et cetera, and all the prop bets that are being made. You have already told us about some of the prop bets that you made, and I know you're going to make probably a few more before the Super Bowl. What I want to do is on Friday's show, tomorrow's show, I want you to recap all of the prop bets that you have made so far. And as well as the one you're going to give us today. And I want to do that tomorrow for the folks, because I don't want to, you know, get you rushed there. And we do have another guest standing by. So with that nice $6 winner that you gave us in the last race last night at Turfway Park, first of all, the latest numbers, the vanilla numbers, let's say, the spread and the totals on the Super Bowl right now.
Well, the last thing I saw was minus one in 49. Dwayne will probably have the best numbers because he's right there. But there's a little activity toward Philadelphia is what I hear.
Okay, so Kansas City opened up a 1.5-point favorite. Now they're a 1-point favorite. The over-under total, I think, went down a point as well, now at 49 from 50. You got a prop bet for us today.
Yeah, I do have a new prop bet on the South Point sheet, which I have here religiously. Mm-hmm. It's the number is 3325, and it's will Kareem Hunt Kansas City Chiefs running back, score a touchdown in the game, and I bet the yes plus 140. So I'm of the opinion that if Kansas City gets down in the red zone, especially inside the five-yard line, they've been using Kareem Hunt a lot in short yardage situations, and he'll get the football, I think. And so I think at some point he will score on a short yardage run. So Kareem Hunt to score a touchdown, yes, plus 140.
Yeah, because I think they'll be centering on Barkley when they get down that close to the goal line anyhow. So that's good bet there. Give us a winner to parlay from yesterday's winner.
Well, this is ironic, Ralph. This happens more than once, but when we send the picks the night before, right. And sometimes we don't know what the other we don't know what the other handicappers picked. But I laid it on the same horse as Jonathan Hardoon, race 5, Gulfstream, degree of risk for all the same reasons. So here we go again, Ralph. We laid it on the same horse.
All right, that is the Race Day Las Vegas Good Housekeeping handicapper seal of approval. When more than one handicapper lands on the same horse, and that happened today. Number 2, degree of risk, you like as well. That in the fifth race, you and Jonathan both land on number 2, degree of risk in the fifth race. Maybe that's a singleton in the anchor of the pick 4 and the pick 5 for us today, the fifth race, the 2 at Gulfstream. All right, Richie, we'll let you go and get to studying, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, and you can give us a rundown on all the prop bets that you have made so far tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right. Now we're going to go out to the Rampart where Mr. Dwayne Carlucci is standing by. Dwayne, I'll bet you it's getting exciting times out there at the Rampart right now.
Yeah, it's crazy, Ralph. All the propositions have been coming in, and, you know, just we have a ton of people commuting from out of state. We're setting up the ballrooms. It's just a hectic time. We're going to have kiosks all over the place. A great casino-wide party, very similar to the South Point, your hub over there. It's going to be really exciting. Can't wait.
And it's great, too, because the same philosophy goes at the Rampart as it does here at the South Point. Now, the South Point is, south of the metropolis of Las Vegas. As you're coming up the highway from Los Angeles, South Point will be, of course, before you get further on down to the Strip. And if you were to pass the Strip and went out to the north and then northwest, you go up to Summerlin area, you'd get the Rampart. So you guys got bookends here with all these great things that are going on for the South Point, for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, definitely, Ralph. All it is a ride on the 215, basically. Yeah. It usually takes me about, 15 minutes to get to South Point and commute. But if you're in the Summerlin area, yeah, definitely. We share the same exact betting menu as the South Point. And it's just a fabulous partnership, as I like to say. And we've been taking some massive bets, over at my property. We had right off the bat a $50,000 wager on the Eagles money line, which, definitely is telling tale on how this line has been moving. You guys were just going over it, you and Richard, and it seems that they're betting under a lot of Eagle money coming in early, but the Swifties and the Kelce attack and Mahomes, the money will be definitely coming in close to game time, Ralph.
Those people will be showing up a little bit late, but the Swifties will be here to try to even it out. So the number right now is the same, -1 and 49.
Yes, that's correct. -1 and -49. Chiefs are the favorite at the Rampart and the South Point, and taking a little Eagle money so far.
Well, I know that the Super Bowl is Sunday, and everybody's going to be, pent up, and they'll be milling around the casino, et cetera, on Saturday. I remind everybody here at the South Point, and I know you do the same thing at the Rampart, this is a good time for horse players to start recruiting some folks that are here waiting for the Super Bowl, that bet the Super Bowl, because they're going to be looky-loos out there. Wondering what's going on with racing. And it's our obligation, I think, as race players to help them out and be patient with them as well.
Yeah, definitely. And provide the picks, provide the information, Ralph. Horse players are more than welcome at my property. We overextend for the horse racing. Summerlin, there's a few properties that have gone away from horse racing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe at all in that philosophy. This is the sport of kings, Ralph. And, we're just going to have a crazy crowd for the Kentucky Derby. And, right after March Madness, that's the big major event, in most racing sportsbooks. So, yeah, we embrace horse players here at at the Rampart.
And we know that there are horse players that are more apt to bet sports than sports players into horse racing. So what we have to do is try to even that out as horse players, try to help those folks that are playing the Super Bowl and take a shot or two at a horse race, that's for sure. Hey, Saturday we got a Kentucky Derby and Kentucky Oak points getting races. Do you have any thoughts on either one of those?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely going to be tough in the Davis there. You know, as you said, you have a few top trainers. You have Chad Brown. He's shipping in a horse with Dylan Davis. Brad Cox's horse actually won over the course. So I give John Hancock a pretty decent shot. But, you know, Cox's horses haven't been all that enamoring thus far on the Derby trail, Ralph. But this horse definitely has a tremendous chance. And don't overlook Brian Lynch and Irad Ortiz, Owen Almighty. I think he definitely has a sharp chance. Also, keep eye on the conditions. We were discussing earlier about how there's only a 7-race card today at Aqueduct, and there is definitely some snow and sleet in that forecast. So look for those Munnings and Spites Towns. I like a horse tonight, actually, at Turfway Park in the 4th race, the number 6 horse, Gabriel Saez, David Jacobson, Independent Paul. I hope he gets in because a lot of David's horses have been scratching at Turfway as of recent, but I definitely like that horse. And over the weekend, I like Owen Almighty in this Davis, the Sam F. Davis. I think he has an excellent chance. Be careful, though. Like I said, you have Ian Wilkes and Brian Hernandez. You have all these deadly combinations, Chad Brown and Dylan Davis. And keep your eye on the track condition. I mean, it's worth Derby points, and definitely it could make an impact leading into the Tampa Derby, you know, which is in a month at that same race course.
Now, well, we know that Brad Cox is going to get Flavian Pratt, who definitely knows his way around Tampa Bay by virtue of his amount of wins in stakes races last week there. And, of course, also want to remind everybody that Owen Almighty might be owed a win after that disqualification. So we'll wait and see if things kind of even out there. Again, repeat your pick tonight at Turfway Park.
The number 6 horse that in the 4th race at Turfway, Independent Paul, ridden by Gabriel Saez and trained by David Jacobson. He's dropping down, Ralph, from Oaklawn Park competition, and I think he could take to this polytrack surface and definitely make an impact in this race. He's looking at 7-2 morning line.
All right, 4th race, Turfway Park, number 6 is Dwayne Carlucci's play for us, and we know you're going to be busy, Dwayne, so we'll let you get back to work and remind everybody in the Summerlin area and folks who are going out in that area to visit friends or whatever this weekend, the Rampart is the only place you should go in that part of the Las Vegas. No question about it. Thanks a lot, Dwayne.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Ralph, and cash some tickets without a doubt.
I'm going to try, my man, that's for sure. All right, we will be back to wrap it up with John and Jerry, so don't go away.
Get ready to laugh with Punchlines with Frank Nicotero. Join Frank and his team of featured guests for your daily dose of comedy.
Reno, the Pittsburgh of the West.
Poison. Yeah. Poison.
Sports.
F for Falcons, Alex.
We were talking Derek Carr for MVP after 2 games.
Who's we?
Okay, me. Yeah. I was.
And the funniest social media posts.
People want to show off their food. Boom. Wiener on a guy's shoulder.
It's the Charge Colts. We bleed blue.
It's your one-stop spot for great laughs and a good time.
But a bumps.
Find us on YouTube at Punchlines FM and join the chat live weekdays at noon Pacific for the ultimate blend of joke, sports, and viral fun.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Thursday. Now we go out to John Lindo, standing by in Southern California. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing out there?
Oh, I'm doing fine. We got a nice new set. Can't wait for you to come up for the first time and enjoy the new set with us. It looks like a big, huge blackjack table.
Well, it is the gaming capital of the world.
Yeah, it sure is. Hey, John, give us a little prediction. Put your weatherman cap on, and what's going to be like down at Santa Anita this weekend?
You know, I think especially the Saturday, Sunday should be fine. I'm a little worried about tomorrow. We haven't gotten much rain, but, you know, Santa Anita, the main track is closed today. they didn't have any works yesterday on either main track or training track. You can work today on the training track. And it just depends if they get rain today and they have to seal that track, then I would think we might be in trouble for tomorrow. But I have not heard a thing. And so we'll see how it goes. I don't think we've been getting the rain that they've been expecting. So fingers crossed. If I hear anything, obviously, I will let you know and I'll post it on Twitter as soon as we get any changes. But right now, we're a go for tomorrow at Santa Anita, only one race on the grass.
All right, you got it, my man. And, of course, today you have a Linda report covering all the races at Gulfstream Park with a suggested late pick four and all the goody information that includes, of course, as you start each week at a racetrack, you give an update for the fans that are looking at your sheet, a little bit of what's going on as far as the popular jockeys and trainers, and you got a jockey-trainer standings for Gulfstream Park.
Yeah, not too much change in the standings. Arad Ortiz is your leading jockey. He's got 45 wins. Excuse me, 66 wins. Tyler Gaffleone second with 45 winners. Then you have Luis Saez with 39. And then Edgar Zayas has 37. As far as the trainers go, Safi Joseph has been in front most of the meet. He's got 40 winners. Mark Cassie is second with 26. And then you have Jose D'Angelo with 23. And they've kind of been 1-2-3 for quite a while now. Favorites, Ralph, right on the norm, 34% for the meet.
Well, all I can say, John, is that I know you can't see the signal that we're broadcasting out here, but our man, our producer here, Sean, we've got nice graphics now for the jockey trainer standings around as well. And so that was a kind of a nice touch with the new set that we have here as well. Favorites, 34%. I can handle that, but these favorites at Santa Anita are getting ridiculous. I hope we can get something that's going to even it out sooner or later. Taking a look at, it was surprising to me that Santa Anita's handle in attendance for the first 6 weeks this year was up from last year with all of the cancellations and all of the stuff that's been going on there at Santa Anita. Amazing.
Well, the field sizes are up a little bit. We've got more dirt races now with those horses coming in from Northern California. The quality of the type of races, obviously not the same. But it's better playing an 8 or 9 horse field than it is a 5 horse field. So I think that has a reflection there. And so we'll see how it goes. Obviously, we missed that one weekend when the fires were there nearby Santa Anita.
Yeah.
The weather's been good so far. So we'll see what happens this weekend. Fingers crossed. But, we got off to a really good start. The first week of Santa Anita was terrific. And I'm hoping we can, kind of carry that some of that momentum here through the winter.
Any other news out of Southern California and horse racing we should know?
No, pretty much, status quo. We're going, and again, we're kind of playing it by ear for this weekend. You mentioned the 11 o'clock first post time at Santa Anita on Sunday. As far as that coast-to-coast pick five, it's been announced that they will have that coast-to-coast pick five every Friday now. So we'll do that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as part of our Linda report at Santa Anita.
And your Linda report, of course, has Gulfstream today, but for the rest of the week, you'll have Santa Anita, obviously, and the Coast to Coast Pick 5 suggestions as well.
Absolutely. Yep. We'll be ready to go.
Okay, John. And, we need a pick out of Gulfstream Park from you.
Let's go to race number 7. In the 7th race today, number 1, Go Jimmy Go. Had some trouble up at Woodbine last time, but really finished well. And you've seen the Woodbine shippers do well on the Tapita coming down here to Gulfstream Park. This is a horse that really fits well in here. I was really trying to beat number 2, Turbulent Force, who was probably going to be 8-5 or 7-5, and he got scratched. So we're not going to get the 7-2 morning line. I'm thinking more like 2-1 here. But I think this is a live Woodbine shipper. Race number 7 today, Gulfstream number 1. Go, Jimmy, go.
All right, yes, Turbulent Force is scratched out of that race, 8-5 on the morning line. So some of the money will shift over to Go Jimmy Go, but nevertheless, a winner is a better than a long-faced loser. So in the 7th race, we like the one, Go Jimmy Go! We hope he does. The one horse in the 7th race today at Gulfstream. And for the rest of the Lindo report and his selections in each race, a suggested late pick 4 and all the goody information that we normally talk about on this show, one comprehensive sheet, it's the Lindo report. You can get the Linda report only in one place in this gaming capital, and it's right here at the South Point Racebook, and it is free of charge, complimentary to you. Why? Because they love horse players here. That's for sure. They love players overall, as you can tell by all of the great stuff we're doing for the Super Bowl. And the first money that comes out of your pockets, either for a bet or a drink or of food that's also at discount prices. Amazing, isn't it?
Well, Ralph, Chris Andrews reposted the pricing board of the food prices from last year's Super Bowl party. And there's been a lot of positive response. When you know what you have to pay at some of the other places around town, they're not trying to gouge you at the South Point. They want you to come in and have some fun.
I can tell you this, that some of the prices for Super Bowl, as far as the food and beverage menus, will rival a regular day anywhere else on the Strip normally. It's just ridiculous. And, of course, their famous hot dogs here will be rolling out a lot as well, that's for sure. Can't wait to get started on Sunday. In any case, John, hopefully you can get up here soon and enjoy the new set that we have here. In the meantime, we will talk to you tomorrow.
Can't wait to get out there and see you and do the show with you, Ralph. I'll be there as quick as I can. Good luck today.
You got it, my man. Thanks a lot. Let's go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, do you have any great betting information for, like, the Super Bowl?
Oh, gee, I'm just like the I'm like the wrong guy to ask. And this year has been, like, an incredibly bad year for the football handicapper. I actually had to pay off $1. I had some sort of ridiculous bet that the Giants were going to win a certain amount of games and stuff. But I told you what happened. I ended up betting the Steelers, you know, midseason to win the Super Bowl, just even be in the Super Bowl.
Sure.
And they lost immediately six in a row. So the minute that bet went in, the vibe went out. So
what
my feeling is, I'm not the guy to look for football this year.
So what you're telling me is the Power Page formula does not translate to humans in football.
Doesn't seem to work. I tried a new thing this year. That was a mistake also. So
okay, let me ask you.
I don't know if I can get out of that.
Let me ask you this. I mean, only seven races today at Aqueduct. It's getting pretty lean, and these races are pretty. I mean, it's really kind of a very anemic card today at Aqueduct. And some people are looking there saying, can I make any money there?
Yeah, well, I would bet that there'll be more prices on this seven-race card at Aqueduct than you. Percentage-wise, then you'll probably get at Santa Anita. At least that's the way it's been going. So.
All right. Well, let's take a
look. I wouldn't worry about it too much. I mean, this is a good little card. Short prices in a small field are not necessarily underlays.
Okay.
And we've talked about it an awful lot about 4 and 5 horse fields are good places to make money with what I would call short price overlays. So.
All right, a quick example of what I'm asking about is the fifth race today had an original field of six, but there are three scratches leaving this field of only three.
Right. That's nothing. Yeah. That's not to be played.
Yeah, I mean, it's the anchor in the early pick five and early pick four, so maybe, I guess, if the folks want to put together that ticket, if you hit the all button in the fifth race, it's only going to be three deep.
Right, but you know who isn't going to hit the all button, and so you're not divvying up anybody else's money. It's not a great idea.
Okay, give me a great idea. Give me a horse.
Let's go to the fourth race today, Ralph. Oops, what happened here? Click. Fade to Gray really appeals to me. It's 2-1 on the morning line. If you get the 2-1, you're actually getting a little bit of an advantage here for Tad Pletcher. This filly ran really, really well on January 11th in her second race in this particular cycle. I'm going to the third race. I think she's better than these, and the post position, I think, will really favor her. Carmouche is up. I'll take the 3 over the 2, 4, 6. Now, you can only reverse it to break even, and even that is, you have to be careful with the money here. You really need this horse to go win for you. That's the 3, this filly, the 3, Fade to Gray, in the fourth.
All right, in the fourth race, the 3 is the key. The link-up's 2, 4, 6, and reverse. I can tell you this. Me, my personally, by looking at the morning line in the horses that you get as link-ups, the 2 is 8-1, the 6 is 10-1. You know they're going to be bet down below that. But the 4 is 7-2, so I'd key the 3 over the 2, 4, 6, and then come back and bet the 3 with the 2, 6 with the 4, hoping I can split that with your horse.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's actually a really sensible bet there, Ralph.
Okay.
I'm surprised and I'm happy to hear that you came up with something.
Once in a while, I come up with this when I get good sleep.
No, that's absolutely right. You know, let the price sources work.
Right, we got to run because we're running out of time. Say it, say it, say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Sirocco at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.com.